Hi, Evan. It's Nadine. How are you?
You're always typing. You're always like doing
I know.
Things.
I'm a multitasker here.
I can tell.
I was like, yeah, what's going on? I wanted to return your call. I just got back from lunch.
Yes. Oh, no, that's right. I forgot your 3 hour. What are you, three hours behind us?
It's okay.
Okay. Yep. So here's my question. We're up and running and things look good. Haven't got a ton of, we got two or three that we've closed. So my question is, when does it renew? Cause I'm going to tell Randy, I definitely want to try another month. Because now we have our drop down. We have like everything.
I know. I saw it. I was looking at it before I even called you. I was like so stoked.
I was awesome.
Like, oh my gosh. And then the reviews. I'm so happy. You don't even know. I'm tickled pink over here. I'm like, when I see that.
You didn't hear me tell you this. You didn't hear me tell you this, but the reviews are all my friends and family.
Oh, well, I don't know
I
that.
I just put them. No, you don't know. But I have my wife. It says Leslie Sands. I put in a review on that, and Randy goes, Evan, what are you doing? Her daughter, I said, tell your daughter. She's 40 years old. I said, have Elaine put one in. She doesn't want to. I said, what's wrong with you? I was like, what the fuck is wrong with you? It's your business. Like, what? So I told Elaine, I said, are you kidding me? I said, you're going to put a review on for your mother. I said, you're kidding me. Yeah. So now, but here's the funny thing. Was it the influence that your people had on the drop down? Like your contacts in there? Or like, how did that, because it was a living hell to get that thing in there.
This is why I say, Evan, and I'm not trying to like say that we're the best, right? Cause you know, I mean, we have things that we come across that sometimes it takes a minute, but we have, and I'm going to say it, we have an excellent, I would say one of the best of our team. These guys are on it. They're on it and they will do what they need to do and they will reach out to who they need to reach. That's the perks, like I said, of us being a Google channel partner.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
So I would say, I mean, you know what? If you could leave us a review, just, you know, even just stating that we were able to help you with that. I mean, that's appreciated, you know?
100%. And here's the thing. We're kicking ourselves because first of all, just so you know, when we do, and we're not leaving you, but when we stop doing what we're doing now, we are definitely coming back probably in February. We're going to do February, March, April, May, because it gives us such a good presence on board. Now, when we do pull the plug, if it's next month, if we pull the plug, what ends up happening? Our drop down is still there, correct?
Still there. Yes, it's still there. It doesn't disappear. Yeah, it's still there.
Okay, so that is
what I would recommend. Like, if you still want the website to be present, because you wouldn't want it to show, like, something funky saying that, you know, I would say, I think there's, like, a small fee monthly if you want the website to still continue being hosted and shown, right? But they'll go over all of that with you during when you say, I need it on a seasonal hold. Remember, you want to do that at least three business days prior. To your billing, but it looks like your next billing is going to be, from what I see here, it looks like scheduled July 15th, next billing, and that's for $449. Okay.
I'm going to tell. Yeah, I think we're going to stick a H for one, just because it got us two, and I closed both of them, so I can't complain.
Did you really? Oh my God! Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah, because. Well, because you know what? Here's what happens with my business. The way this goes, and I think I told you this, is that there's four or five other companies out there. They are. But for whatever reason, they charge upwards of $28 to $33 a linear foot.
Mm-hmm.
We charge 23 and still make a pretty penny. We do. We do really well at 20. So for me, I welcome when I say to people, has anyone else been out? And they go, no. I go, I wish you would have called 10 other companies because – I went out last week to a guy. I said to him, gave him my number, and I said, tell me, how's my price? And he goes, I'm going to be honest. He looked at his wife. He goes, you're $1,400 less. I said, I told you. I said, because these guys are lying about the pandemic. I said, I told you. I said, they're at 33 a foot. He goes, yeah. I said, yeah, they're ripping you off. I'm like, they're ripping.
Wow.
He's like, yeah, this is a no-brainer. Yeah, so for me, if I get the phone to ring, I'm going to get the business because of the price alone. I mean, who in their right mind, if I tell you, if I say to you, listen, my product's no better or worse than any of the other guys because it's not. I'm not bashing their product. But if I can give you the same thing with a lifetime warranty and I can save you $1,000, oh, why wouldn't you?
So do people lie and say that the pandemic, and that's why an inflationary price?
What happened was one guy saying it's because now he raises prices a little more. He said because of the tariffs. And I said, so you're getting your stuff from overseas? He said, no. I said, well, then if you're not, then why are you? He calls me, and then he'll tell people that he'll go, oh, you don't want to use that. There's one guy out there, he never mentions his name. There's a guy out there, he's a lot less similar because he gets his product from China, telling people that mine comes from China. And I tell people, I go, listen, it doesn't. I go, but if it does, if it did, and I'm giving you a lifetime warranty, what's the difference if it comes from Bangladesh? What's the difference if it comes from Pakistan? What's the difference? I'm going to warranty the product for life. If I'm going to give you a lifetime warranty and it's the same products as everyone else uses, it doesn't come from overseas. If that's his angle to bash me, I go, but if you give me a lifetime warranty, it's a lifetime warranty. It doesn't matter to me, you know? So,
interesting.
So, yeah.
Yeah. You'd be surprised things that people say, you know? You'd really be surprised.
July
15th.
But I'm glad I called you because that gives. So if we say, hey, listen, we're gonna pull the plug in at the end of August 15th, if we decide that to start back up, is it simple? Is it just okay? Like if I call you in February and I say, all right, Nadine, we're ready to roll.
So there's no setup fee or nothing like that. It's just a matter of us taking the payment and then getting everything back up. Your profile doesn't disappear, nothing like that. What's going to happen is the Google ads will no longer be showing, right? Because it's on a pause, in other words.
Okay.
But the Google business profile does not disappear. Okay.
So that stays, and then the website that you have, that you have up there.
Yeah, I think there might be.
The maintenance thing.
Yeah, there's probably like a maintenance charge for it. I don't think it's even that much, but what I would suggest is, and I'll let Lily know, so this way she's kind of keeping an eye on it. She's one of the
best. Have her call me because I just want to find out if you can have her call me. I want to find out what the maintenance
is. I will.
I just want to prepare that. Yeah.
Yeah, just so you're prepared for it. Yeah, absolutely.
And what does that leave it up? And what is the maintenance? What does that fee do?
Keeps the website up. You know, any changes that you want made, you know, during the time that even though you might want to change or something, who knows, but it at least keeps it up, right? Or if you need to change photos or what have you, it's still optimizing the website so that it stays visible, in other words.
Okay. And if they call, does it go through the local splash number or is it to revert back to my number?
That's a great question. It might revert back to your number. That would be a question for Lily. She would know more of that. But again, we don't want that profile going down. You know what I mean? So we just, like I said, it doesn't disappear, which is the best thing possible, you know, because how long it's taken for you to get into where it's at now, you know?
Right. So right now we're coming up at the top of sponsored ads. So we take a seasonal pause. So we're not going to be at top, but we'll still be visible, correct?
You'll still be visible. Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
But we just won't be all the way up at the top.
Yeah. You'll still be within the local map. Right? Which is typically where 90% of searches will start and stop. You just won't be at the top in the sponsored ads, in other words. Okay?
But our website it'll be there, just not as a sponsor.
Correct. Mm-hmm. Correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, I mean, you can still get someone calling you for the next summer. I mean, who knows? You know?
Yeah, as long as they're there, because that drop down is the big one. That's the big one.
Oh, yeah.
I'm really
glad.
The people look at it took forever,
but it's done, and thank goodness, right? I mean, I know that was one of your biggest hurdles that you guys were trying to, you know, get over, and I'm
and
so glad that it got taken care of.
No, it worked out great. And like I said,
our team,
the people that have been calling. Yeah.
Yeah, that's why when I went to James, I'm all, James, here's what's going on. What can we do? And he's like, I suggest we just create him a new one.
A week and a half ago, Randy sends me a picture, and I go, what's that? She goes, there's a God. And I said, what do you mean? She goes, look at the picture. And I looked, and I went, oh, my God, it's there. I said, I don't know if I can talk that.
Right?
I mean, you understand.
Yeah.
We, we tried so many times, and so many times they rejected it and kept rejecting and rejecting and rejecting. So in the future, are they going to ask us for any sort of verification annually? Are they going to send us a code, an email?
No, they shouldn't. But here's the, no, they shouldn't. But even if they did, we handle it on our end because
okay.
we're the ones who got you through that process. So don't even worry about that. That's why we keep in the back office what we need to keep in the back office. So if there was any issues, bam, we send it to Google. Here it is. You know what I mean? So
good.
I'm telling you, I am so confident in our team. And I, you could imagine how many business owners I talk with, Evan, and they're like, you guys, oh, well, what makes you different? I'm all, because when you're working, and listen, there's very few that are Google channel partners. And I try to tell them, when you're working with a Google channel partner, they have a direct contact with someone from Google. It takes you a long time to get in touch with anybody from Google. And I'm not going to say for us it's a quick response, but it's a lot quicker than what it would be for you, you know?
Right.
So, you know, our
well,
team, like I said, they're dedicated. They're dedicated and they're trained.
Yeah.
I'm
tried,
so glad
like
that
said,
it got done.
We tried for months and it just kept saying rejected, rejected. So whatever you did, and then I will give you credit. Your response time is great. Like, people called me every week just to let me know. So whatever you guys are doing, your customer service is really good.
And I was super excited when they told me that Lily was your account manager, because I said, hey, can we get an account manager for him? They're like, yeah, sure. And so when they said, well, Lily's going to be his account manager, I said, oh, my gosh, Lily is amazing. Everyone's great. Everyone's great, but I'm going to tell you, she is super helpful, and she is on it. So like I said, I mean, we're with you every step of the way, but, you know, I'll say it. If you can leave us a review, it'd be amazing.
100%.
I'll have Lily get in touch with you too. I'll let her know. And I put it in the notes. So this way, and I'll chat with her right now and ask her, hey, just give him a call so that way he knows what the cost
is. Just to confirm what the fee. I just want to know what the fee is. What that means.
Uh-huh.
The fee is going to be and all that good stuff. Okay, great.
Yeah.
I appreciate it. Thank you, Nadine.
You're welcome. Have a blessed
afternoon.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye-bye.